Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 3, focus on community, one together. Part 1, community witness. Study 011, immersion in the Holy Spirit.
Now we need to turn our attention to some of the higher purposes of God, if you like, which mostly focus on who we are as a people. The new creation only comes into fullness in a corporate body context. It's more about we than it is about me. And also built within the very new creation nature is the call into union with Christ, where we start to share his burden for a fallen world around us. So we're called to be his. We're also called to co-work with him in impacting others. And that's the focus of this unit, Community Witness. There's a big, wide world full of lost people held captive in a fallen race all around us, while Jesus has opened the way into a new creation. The scripture is clear on God's position on this and the heart of Jesus in it. Let's read Matthew 9, 35 to 38. Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." Later, the Apostle Peter clarified the reach in this harvest commission. This is 2 Peter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he's patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." The will of God clearly is that none perish, but all come to repentance. This invitation into the new creation is open to all. And from the Matthew 9 passage, Jesus clearly expects this to happen as his workers are sent out into the harvest fields. We are to be those workers. But just like we've discovered that our new creation life is manifested as we align with Jesus and learn to tap the power of his life and presence within us, so we'll now discover that the task of being witnesses of Jesus to the world also require union with him. It's not just something we go off and do for him, much more it's engagement with him. And we discover that Jesus has sent the co-worker, the helper, the Holy Spirit to lead the way in witnessing. The Holy Spirit is the one who truly testifies of Jesus. And as we learn to flow with him, so that we will grow into becoming empowered together as witnesses. John 15, verse 26 to 27, Jesus said, "When the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father," that's the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, "he will testify about me." So let's just understand this. The apostles' testimony was earthly only. They walked with him. Yeah, they could give eyewitness accounts of what they saw. They even saw him crucified. They saw him that he'd been raised from the dead. They even saw him leave and go back to heaven. But that was just in this kind of physical earthly realm only. True witnessing goes beyond that, because Jesus then returned to heaven. He's alive today in a glorified state, and our call to be witnesses is to be witnesses and testify of who he is now in that current state, which, you know, those early apostles couldn't do. Luke 24, verse 46 to 49, Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written, the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. You are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." In Acts chapter 1, he carried on this thought. Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, "You heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." That's Acts 1, verse 4 and 5. And then in verse 8, he went on to say, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." So the basis of witnessing is absolutely linked to the coming of the power of the Holy Spirit. And the exciting thing about this is that we can access that same power of the Spirit that they did. So it brings us into the same realm. The Holy Spirit comes to us in exactly the same way. We notice here, though, in these passages that Jesus wasn't speaking just about witnessing as an individual. You know, we can all play a part as individuals for sure, but there was a much bigger and more glorious way, which was witnessing as a community. The new creation community breaks the limitations of selfless living, and it opens up powerful witness. So for sure they were going to receive power, but there was going to be more to that when the Holy Spirit came upon them. What Jesus was about to release was something brand new and unique. He was going to release his Spirit into each of them. Up until that point, they'd just been a team of individuals. But now through this phenomenal outpouring of the Spirit, they were going to be immersed together in one Spirit so that they could be joined together as one body. This is so significant. So when the Holy Spirit was poured out just a few days later, he filled them with power and they became witnesses. But this body started to take shape. It wasn't clear at the beginning, but Paul wrote about it in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 and 13. "Even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." It's not a mistake that Jesus told those first disciples to wait together in one place, because they were then all baptized together as a unit into a community so that they could learn to work together as a community, as a witnessing community. Paul talked about this in Ephesians 4, about how we are to live as a body and each joint supplying what is needing, and how that builds up the body in love. That's Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16. So witnessing really is a body calling. This is an identity issue, but it's also an authority issue. We all come together and we yield our own agendas. We submit our talents and our gifts, and we celebrate together the victory of unity. And we welcome Jesus to take his place as the head of all of us together. Because witnessing isn't something we do for him, it's something that we do with him. He's our focus. So in the InVision, our goal is to create environments where Jesus' headship and creativity can emerge. We expect him to keep surprising us because he has this mandate to build his church. And we have a mission and a calling to co-work with him as he does that. Acts 10:38 summarizes this about Jesus. "You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And because Jesus hasn't changed, this is still his mandate now. He invites us into a body expression where he is head, where he is present, where we can join with him and co-work with him to continue the emphasis of going around doing good and healing all who are oppressed for the devil, because in the same way, God is with us too. And this is all for his glory. It's a mandate of love, really, as the nature and the character and the heart of Jesus is allowed to manifest together in us and through us as we become ambassadors to co-work with him in the world. We're all called to be part of the answer for a fallen humanity, but we'll need to do this together. And sometimes the burden of evangelism can be so heavy that we shrink back from doing anything, because often we're thinking it's an individual thing. Well, we're trying to rearrange our understanding here that witnessing is really a community thing. And as we come together, filled with the Holy Spirit together, learning to operate with the different gifts and roles that we have to play, then so we can do something so much more impactful together. We can potentially impact the masses, one step, one life at a time. Let's join him in the harvest. Let's explore this lifestyle of community witness together.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.